This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need you to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you. For those of you watching, I'm like a little kid in chair, don't you? I'm just swinging in the chair here like I got nothing else to do. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. If you have a website, you can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible Thumping White Guy, all those things that you've been taught to hate, right, you've been taught to be afraid. And the funny thing about it is, all those things, labels that the left has given me, and this is the same left that says, they hate labels. I mean, you can't hate labels if you're using labels all the time, right? I mean, maybe I'm confused a little bit. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. If you're just tuning in, the first time you've heard the show, let me be clear. This is not a 24-7 bash government kind of show. I like politics. We do politics. We do a lot of politics. But this is kind of like that crazy the stories that you don't really get, the stories that you haven't heard anywhere else, the stories that you usually don't hear anywhere else. I always get mad because we do some stories, and I hear them on Fox. You won't hear some of the stories we do on any other station but Fox anyway. The next night, well, wait a minute. I had that first. You'll never hear them on you know, Huffington Post, MSNBC, ABC, CBS, all those. You won't hear that either. Funny, somebody sent me a story during the break, which I think is really whacked, and we'll talk about that in a second. So I happened to decide to go look at the front page of Fox News, and then I went and looked at the front page of the Huffington Post. And it's hard to keep the food down after you see all that nasty, stupid stuff. And then I went to CNN, you know, looked at their front page, right? Yeah. And when you look at this, the story differences, right? I mean, on the front page of CNN, there's a Texas doctor accused in a $240 million health care fraud case. But how many times have you ever seen stories about these doctors that abuse abortion? I mean, really abuse abortion, you know, like Gosnell? You wouldn't see those on any of these. Right? And they go to Huffington Post, they got a lot of crazy stories up there. Game over for Gina Haspel. Yeah, she's on track to be confirmed. Now, game over. That sounds like a negative thing, doesn't it? Right? Blake Farenthold, the congressman that just resigned, says he won't repay the $84,000 of sexual harassment settlement. Okay. Now, that's a story, but I can't find the one about the $4 million that Al Sharpton owes the IRS. I can't find that one anywhere. It is totally, it's these sites, yes, including Fox, including our conservative sites, they have become nothing more than, you know, ideological outlets for each side. I'd love to find one that really, truly, truly, honestly, is right down the middle. That would just make my whole day. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. They really do, you know, appreciate your time that you spend with us. The time you spend going over the stories and writing me, let me know what's going on, what irritates you, what doesn't irritate you. We're gonna in a little while, friend of the show, sent me a story he recently wrote, Jeff Dunnett, about the seven media lies about the Gaza violence. We're, you know what? We don't pay attention to this stuff. We really don't pay enough attention to it. CNN's got a story. Says that Pew Research Center finds that Democrats are less pro-Israel than they had been in decades. And the change happened pretty quickly. Why is that? It's because of who they are, because of what they stand for. They're not interested in religion. They're not interested in history. They're not interested in any of that. You know, they just don't care. And you would think, I mean, if the Democrats are who they say they are, who they put themselves out to be, why wouldn't they be pro-Israel? I'm curious. Why wouldn't they be pro-Israel? Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Here's another funny one. One of their headlines. Headlines. Ready for this? Dirty jokes found in Anne Frank's diary. Oh, my God. You mean a human being told a dirty joke? That never happens. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE. I know. It's just nuts. I find this stuff really, really irritating at best. The, let me do this one first. The seven media lies that we're buying into as to what's going on in Israel right now. The first one is the new U.S. embassy in Palestine is in Palestinian territory. Wrong. Half of the new embassy is inside the 1949 armistice lines. The building crosses the armistice lines, but is not on land that would be reserved for a Palestinian state. It crosses into what used to be called no man's land, in between territory, to between Israel and the Jordanians. This was land held in 48 to 67. Right? The particular location housed a U.S. consulate from 2010 until May 2018. Yeah, May 14, when it was dedicated as a new embassy. When it was a consulate, there were no complaints. Israel does not believe in a two-state solution. Wrong. On June 14, 2009, 4 years after Israel pulled out of Gaza, and during a speech by Netanyahu, he said they do believe in a two-state, a potential two-state solution. Palestinians, they're not interested. They're only interested in the annihilation and the removal of Israel as a whole. But you never hear the left recognize that. We'll hear the other five when you come back from the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Get some coffee. Tell your friends. Come on back. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at Sunny sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, June 1st through the 4th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moultonhow, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and more. Get tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
Come on, come on, come on. Everybody dance. Except for me. All right. Enough. Sit down. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air and in the chat room. Oh, look at me and texting and tweeting. And truly, always being part of the conversation. Look, you heard earlier, if you guys can get a copy of Hillary's America, it is a long movie, but if you get a copy of Hillary's America, it is a true history of the Democratic Party. You got to get family. Pay them. Save up some bucks and pay them. Pay your family members. Pay some people that are hardcore Democrats to sit down and say, look, you can call me any name you want to. If this doesn't change your mind, if this doesn't get you to think, if this doesn't get you to do anything, I don't know. I'll swallow 12 goldfish. I don't know. Whatever you have to do to get them to pay attention. But it's just, it is amazing to me. You heard what she said. One person, right? One person heard the message, and what did they say? Hey, changed my mind about the party. All they had to see was the real facts, and they are real facts, and they're easy to check. That's what scares the left too. They're easy to check. They're petrified of this. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. They're petrified of the truth, and truth that you can check out. When you can't check out the truth, they're cool. Right? But other than that, everything's great. I don't know why I went off on that, but it was one of those things where I'm going, wow, are you serious? Where was I? I lost my place in life. it's always fun to be in my chair. Let me tell you. Oh yeah, the Georgia governor's race. I mean, this is, I don't even know how to put this. This is where we hang ourselves. This is where we get stupid. I don't know why we have to do this. I don't know why we have to be this dumb. And you can't just sit there and go, well, that looks like a good idea. Let me support him in this idiocy. Right? We've got the Georgia governor, GOP governor candidate. He wants to round up immigrants in a deportation bus. So he's got this big campaign bus that he's running around with. And what he's doing is he's saying he's gonna round up illegals and put them in the bus. Is this really the race you want to run? I mean, you can't, it looks more like a gimmick than anything else. So the Republican Georgia State Senator running for governor announced the start of his deportation bus tour, which he said will consist of rounding up illegal immigrants in a school bus labeled murderers, rapists, kidnappers, child molesters, and other criminals on board. And he actually misspells molesters. God, I can't stand it. Michael Williams was his state's co-chair for President Donald Trump's presidential campaign. Said the tour aims to shine a light on the dangers of sanctuary cities and an overwhelming problem of illegal immigration. The bus will make stops in Clarkston, Decatur, Athens, and the state's three sanctuary cities. Sanctuary cities generally limit police cooperation with federal immigration authorities. Look, I get the point. I get what he's trying to say. I hope I get what he's trying to say. I hope I'm not wrong on this. But why not put things up there like, you know, sanctuary cities with a big round circle, red round circle and a line through it, right? Why not put a big, you know, no illegal immigration, right? Why not do stuff like that so you don't have the rest of us painted like this? Now, I know some of you are okay with this, you know, okay, it's whatever, but there's a way to get the message across, because if you're trying to get everybody in your court, Even moderate Republicans, moderate conservatives, moderate people who live in Georgia, who may even be Dems that want to vote for you, they may find a message this much in your face distasteful. Do you back off your principles? No, don't back off your principles. That's not at all what I'm suggesting here. It's the delivery. The delivery of the message is what I'm suggesting you look at. It's unclear how the politician plans to lawfully apprehend immigrants, let alone deport them. Williams did not respond to a request for comment. Right, you know, he can't go grab them. Williams touted his role in some of the country's toughest immigration laws, including one that requires local law enforcement to notify immigration and customs enforcement if they have an undocumented immigrant in custody. Williams' attack on sanctuary cities echoes the Trump administration's, but it's not just Trump. Look what's happening in California. Right? You've got city after city after city turning on the state law for being a sanctuary state. Right? And that's the way, seriously, it's the way it should be. We're supposed to uphold law, period. Right? It's really that simple. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. This was the Huffington Post article that somebody sent me, and I said, you know, you go to their front page, right, and you look at what's going on, and you would never know it's the same stories that are going on Fox or some of the other sites. I just find it amazing. I always get a kick out of this, the way they're worded. Right? All right, what else have we got? Yeah, again, I got a boatload of stories I want to get through. And that I really appreciate. I get a kick out of. Let's talk a little bit about the... I want to go back to the lies that we were talking about before. Right? I end up jumping all over the place sometimes because you throw a story up in front of me. I'm like the cat with the, you know, chasing the pointer on the wall. The little red pointer, right? But the seven media lies. I got this from... You got to head over there. TheLidBlog.com. That's TheLidBlog.com. It's run by a friend of the show, Jeff Dunnitz. These were the seven lies. One of the seven misnomers, lies, whatever you want to call it, that mainstream media is putting out there, you know, about what's going on in Israel right now. The first was the new U.S. embassy, in the Palestinian territory. It's wrong. I'll post this up later. You can see it. Number two was that Israel doesn't believe in a two-state solution. That's wrong. Number three was the U.S. recognition of Jerusalem precludes a future Palestinian state from having a capital in eastern Jerusalem. That is also wrong. Right? And it has nothing to do with deciding the final status of Jerusalem. That's up to Israel, is it not? All we did, I should say it this way. All Trump did was fulfill promises made by presidents before him, three before him who decisively said that they were moving it. Then guys like Schumer and the rest of them wouldn't fund it. And now what's turned around is Trump has said, look, we've promised it, I promised it, we're doing it. Go pound sand. My favorite line, go pound sand. Come back, I promise we'll finish this up this time. I know I promised last time, I broke the promise, but I'll fix it this time. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side of GCN Live. Be back in just a few minutes.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
Take my word for it. You don't want to be elected. You don't need the aggravation. I'm Joe Mattini, your host. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I do appreciate the time that you're involved in the conversation, that you're here with me, that you're responding to me. Sometimes responding to me. We're coming into a real hot time. And, you know, with politics and what have you. And as we start coming into this, right, you really got to keep your wits about you. You got to keep your heads about. Keep your head about you. Don't jump in to the same nasty, hateful trough that they jump into. You know, two lies that they love to tell on a regular basis. You know, they have no clue as to what Trump love Trump's hate means. Absolutely none. And apparently what Michelle Obama is saying, well, they take the low road, we take the high road. That really didn't mean much anything, as usual. As you know, our First Lady, Melania Trump, went in for some surgery. I don't need to know what the surgery is. I don't need to know how serious or not serious it is. All I know is, you know, you go under the knife, that's a serious thing. Right? So she's a human being. Matter of fact, my old intro when President Oblamo was president was that I didn't want any harm to come to him. He was a husband. He was a father. Still is, obviously. Right? Why would I do that to his kids? It's the same thing here. Whether you love or hate the president, whether you love or hate the Trumps, they're still human beings. She's still a human being. And I want to give kudos. I won't call them out by name because I know they don't want anybody to know they listen to the show. But to some of my Democrat friends who actually got in the cases of their other Democrat friends, and said, no, we wish, because there was some nasties out there about her. So I want to give kudos to those Democrats who actually said, you know, we're wishing Melania Trump, our First Lady, a speedy recovery. We're wishing, and maybe they didn't call her the First Lady. Some of them just said we're wishing Melania a fast and speedy recovery. That's nice. That's a loving human thing to do. It's exactly how it should be. You don't wish anybody dead. I never wished, again, like I said, Mr. Obama dead.
wish he'd resign. I never wished him dead. Again, always a pleasure to have you. Just so we're clear about that. We cannot be as hateful as they are. We cannot be. And my Christian friends, you know better. But I watch what my Christian friends post sometimes about violence against other people. It's wrong. It's dead wrong. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much. You know, again, I appreciate you guys being involved in the conversation. We're talking about the seven lies that you're hearing about Gaza violence right now from mainstream media, but you need to check it out on your own. I mean, the one that I love that they're trying to blame, because, you know, there's never been any, you know, you ever notice something? There was never any racism until Trump showed up, right? There was never any bad stock market days until Trump showed up. I mean, go down a whole list. The violent Palestinian protests were incited by the U.S. Embassy. Wrong. Every year, the Palestinians have protest marches on May 15th. They do it to commemorate, I guess it's called Nakba. It's a catastrophe. It's what they call the creation of the state of Israel. This year, Hamas called for a weekly violent protest after Friday prayers for weeks before the Nakba, trying to rush the border and gain entry into Israel. The biggest protest was supposed to happen on May 14th as an attempt to ruin Israel's 70th anniversary celebration. Right? So, and the schedule was announced back in early February. There's nothing new here. The violent Palestinian protests were incited by Iran to the U.S. leaving the JCPOA nuclear deal. Wrong. Right? I mean, again, wrong. While Iran is paying for the string of violent protests, the anti-Israel attacks began back in February when a drone loaded with explosives from Syria toward Israel. I want you to think about this. And you guys know. I know you guys, most of you guys listening and watching know already. Right? Also, you know what you're hearing and seeing, and it's easy for them because they can show any pictures they want to, right? The violent Palestinian protesters are peaceful and unarmed. We're just picking on them. Wrong. When you see the real pictures of what's going on, you're going to see who the ones that are well-armed, who the ones that have more weapons than the others. It's just amazing. Right? Amazing how when one of the bombs went off, they have a picture, they have a guy... I love these. In a video. So they have a guy on crutches, and he's walking like he's trying to duck the bullets and all this other stuff and trying to make it look like, oh, you know, here's a guy that's handicapped. He's already hurt to begin with. And then a bomb goes off near him, or an explosion. And he starts running. He starts running like he's in the Olympics. So if he was that hurt, if there was that much problem... That's just, I mean, God worked miracles, didn't he, that day? All the violent Palestinian protesters killed were innocent. Wrong. The IDF said Tuesday that a total of 24 members of Hamas and Islamic Jihad were among the 58 killed in the violence and the protests. Hamas disagrees. They claim 13 of theirs, and Islamic Jihad claims 3, whether it was 16, 24, whatever it is. The media isn't reporting it. Now, many of the protesters are being forced to sacrifice themselves. Destitute Gazans are receiving $100 per family bankrolled by Iran to approach and dismantle the security fence. Right? Hamas threatens non-participants either storm the fence or die. We've seen this before. This is nothing new. On Monday morning, Israel even dropped leaflets warning Gazans not to attack the border fence. Look, guys, we know you're upset. We know you're teed off, but here's the problem. You attack the border fence, you'll probably die. It's really that simple. Do you know what I'm saying? Well, why is this so hard? Why is this always, I find this amazing, but why is this always such a fight? Do you know what I'm saying? Why is this consistently a fight with these people, even though we know what they've done? We've caught them many times over and over and over again. That's why I say to you, you have to fight with, you got to fight with real facts. Because the minute they catch you lying, the minute they back you in the corner and catch you lying, you're done. It's almost impossible to come back from that. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, we, again, I want to go back real quick to something that happened in California with a law that was almost passed. It's still working its way through. It's still going to end up making some portion of it will make it out. But people on the right were screaming that California was trying to ban the Bible. And it's really not what they were doing at all. I mean, eventually, could they get there with what they were laying out? Yeah, of course they could. I'm not going to lie about it. Of course they could. But it you can't start there. You can't start off with, oh, my God, they passed a law to take all your kids away from you. When in reality, they were passing a law and said, if you don't vaccinate your kids, if you don't do this, if you don't do that, they'll take your kids away from you. Could it lead to that? Yes. But this is why I always start off with, when are you guys going to wake up? When are you guys going to start helping people run, back people that'll run to make a difference? You have seen, for my Republican friends, my conservative Republican friends, you have now seen how conservative, how Republican those who ran for office actually are. You've seen how much they've backed the president. What are you willing to do at this point? I know it's a chance to try to knock off an incumbent Republican, but what are you willing to do? Right? I mean, what arms are you willing to take up? You know what I mean by that. I'm not talking about guns necessarily. But what are you willing to do to show people how much fighting you're willing to do? And in what area? I've always said the same thing. Once you vote somebody in, I don't care if it's city council, I don't care if it's dog catcher, school board member, what have you. If they've made promises to you, and all of a sudden they don't keep them, they're not interested in keeping them, then why do you vote them back in? I will never understand. Why do you vote them back in? I'm just asking. I'm Joe Messina, your host, just in the real side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to be with you. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. You're listening to The Real Side.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Were you born before the year 1956? If so, did you know you could be collecting between $575 and $2,200 in tax-free income right now? All thanks to the FHA. Or what about this? Did you know 54 U.S. congressmen have used a special tax-free account to earn up to 35 times more on their money? It's true, and you can do it too. These are just two of the secrets revealed inside a stunning new book from the Palm Beach Research Group and Ted Benna, the man behind the 401k. You'll discover the 18 best cash cows that can help you earn up to an extra $6,800 a month. Just go to 501kbook.com right now. If you're at or near retirement, this book is a must read. You can get your own free copy. Shipping and handling charges apply. Just go to 501kbook.com right now while there are still copies left. That's 501kbook.com. 501kbook.com. Just go to 501kbook.com right now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with me on the air. You know, just texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, conversing in the chat rooms, right? Seriously. I mean, you really do want to converse. You really do want to get involved with each other in conversation. Of course, I don't want you... I don't want you to get so involved in your conversation that you're not listening here. I need to be listened to. But, I mean, other than that, it's a way you get to hear how other people approach issues. Right? You haven't got all the answers. I don't have all the answers. I know some of us like to believe that we know everything about everything, but we don't. Otherwise, you wouldn't be listening to this show. You'd be sitting in some island, some tropical island somewhere, enjoying yourself, I'm sure. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-CHOW, 855-732-5563. Did you guys know? I know, useless facts, right? Did you know the blueberries will not ripen until they are picked? And stupid things. Somebody, I love when people send me stuff from time to time. And some of them are like, wow, it's amazing. The always a pleasure to have you with me. And you can send me crazy stuff, too. I don't mind talking about it. The after the release, this is weird. After the release of the 1996 film Scream, which involved an anonymous killer calling and murdering his victims, caller ID usage tripled in the United States. What they don't realize is that AT&T produced the film Scream. Hint, hint, nudge, nudge. Always a pleasure to have you. I know. See, that's why I go to comedy. I'm terrible at it. All right, so let's get to it. I got to have some fun here. The media, don't you love this? The media is getting trumped. Because, you know, the more, this is why I can tell you that they're insane. The more they speak negatively about the president, the more his polls rise. So in mainstream media, from the first of this year to April 30th, we'll say, Media Research Center analyzed a whole bunch of stories and what have you. And they analyzed ABC, CBS, NBC, and some of the other major news outlets. And what they found was 10% of the statements made about, any statements made about President Trump were positive, the other 90% were negative. There were no middle-of-the-road statements where they really didn't know. So as they keep pushing on this, their war against President Trump, in the first 4 months of 2018, it was like nasty, 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 nasty. So the onslaught appears to be they're losing the battle. See, people don't like ugly stuff. People don't like, when you start crying wolf all the time, talking about what's going to happen, how bad it's going to be, the economy's going to tank, the world's going to come to an end, we're going to be in a nuclear fallout. Didn't happen, did it? And then as they keep screaming, Trump's approval rating went from 37 to 43%. Right? The Media Research Center studied all broadcasts, evening news coverage, from the president from January 1st to April 30th, found 90% evaluated comments about Trump were mostly negative. It's the same percentage of hostile or negative conversation about Trump from 2017. It's not changed. They're not giving up. They're losing, but they're not giving up. Doesn't it fall on that whole party? Think about it. Hillary Trump is doing this tour about how... Hillary Trump, wow. Hillary Clinton is doing this tour about how it's everybody else's fault but hers is the why she lost. Everybody's. Come on, think of that. How'd that work out for her? And she can't take responsibility for anything. Nancy Pelosi's still screaming about the crumbs, that this is hurting everybody, but I don't hear any of the little people, as they say, complaining. Right? And as they keep pounding away at the president, all it does is help him do better. The reports from MRC, they examined all of little over 1,000 network evening news stories about President Trump and top members of his administration for the first 4 months of this year. They came up with almost 1,800 minutes, or roughly one-third of all evening news airtime. Right? So one-third of all evening news airtime covered President Trump specifically. Now, for comparison, in 16 and 15, or 15 and 16, coverage of President Obama amounted to just 10% of all evening news. Are you following? So nearly two-fifths, 40% of the TV coverage we examined focused on Trump scandals and controversies, while 45% was devoted to various policy issues. The remaining airtime was spent on controversies involving other top Trump officials. Right? Russian collusion, EPA, and so on. The legal battle involving porn star Stormy Daniels, as well as, you know, allegations from other women, mean, it just, it's constant. It never stops. Right? 97% of the time, we're negative, we're Trump issues, not all policy issues. You know, I love this stuff when you think about it. When they cover all these scandals, right? Like the Russia collusion investigation, they covered it for 321 minutes. ABC, CBS, NBC totaled 321 minutes of coverage. 98% of it was all negative about how Trump was involved or was bad. Stormy Daniels, all the sex-related issues, again, 92 minutes of it, 100% of it negative towards Trump. Remember the crap holes comment? They covered that for 32 minutes total. And really, you guys don't think this is a whole bunch of time, but, you know, think about something here. Radio's longer. They're longer time frames. They're 10-minute segments. Pretty close. But on TV, they're not that long. They're 3 to 5 minutes. So think about how many interviews, how many conversations that was. When you deal with policy issues for the current administration, when it came to immigration, they had 167 minutes, 91% of it was negative towards Trump. You can go down this whole the economy, 117 minutes. Now, see, this one is 71% negative on Trump because how much could you actually say about an economy that's growing, that's had a 3% GDP almost every quarter? I mean, where do you get negative around that? Same thing with North Korea. 111 minutes of conversation, 68% of it negative. How, you see what I'm saying here? I'm sure they weren't giving him kudos. I'm sure they weren't constantly talking about the love for him and how great he was. And again, remember that MRC is only specifically looking at comments that were made that were really negative or really positive. Nothing in the middle. So they're not going to give, you know as well as I do, there'll be no love here for the president, none whatsoever. Right? Come on, let's be honest about it. It's not going to happen. You know, Trump needs to fight back. And I know some of you may or may not agree with this, but he really needs to fight back. This really needs to be like, not that it is, but it needs to be like a fight for the death. A fight for your life, if you would. Now, Judicial Watch lead investigator said it's time for Trump's team to fight like hell because Mueller's witch hunt is a slow-motion political coup. It's a drip. Judicial Watch's director of investigations, Chris Farrell, told Lou Dobbs that Trump needs to fight like hell because Mueller's witch hunt is a slow-motion political coup. Truly, our government is in a captive, corrupt legal system, a corrupt justice department. You know, would we have ever known how corrupt the system was if it wasn't for Donald Trump, President Trump? I mean, seriously. Right? I mean, if these guys are just amazing. They are so... it's like they're on autopilot. The hate is coursing through their veins like blood. And they can't stop no matter what. And don't think it'll stop just with Donald Trump. It's going to go on to Mike Pence. If anything happened to Donald Trump and Pence got in office, the hate would be there too. Tenfold over. Why? Because he's a Christian, number one. He's not willing to back off his belief system at all. I don't blame him. I wouldn't either. But here's the biggest problem. They have no support, or little support. The rhinos that we have, the so-called Republicans that we have in D.C., very few of them, are not supporting our president. If you guys see it, send me a link. Show me where they're actually supporting what he wants to do. I know a few are. I know some of you took exception to something I said the other night about this now workaround for DACA. I'm telling you, you're wrong. I'm telling you, if you don't look into this, you're wrong. You're just spewing the mantra. The workaround is going to force Congress to do what the president's been trying to get them to do since he got in office. Deal with some of these issues. Deal with immigration. Deal with the wall. Grow a spine. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Hey, guys, thanks for being with me. I appreciate your time with me. God bless. Have a safe and great rest of the day.